Vinny.
Yeah, we had at least 10 people we had to water, swift water rescue from this road here. People that just were stubborn to leave. We had to go in and get them. They didn't want to leave.
Thank God our first responders did such a good job.
Rock and roll. They were no joke.
I mean,
we're just so proud of the community. I know every town is saying this, but people pulling together is just epic. You know, it's just epic. Right now, the cleanup, you know, we don't want to wait any longer for the cleanup. We've got people's refrigerators defrosted, the blood from the beach pouring out on the floor. We've got to get that stuff out of there.
How are you set for engineering equipment?
I've got my own personal tractor. People are bringing stuff that they had in their garage for years, bringing it out and giving it, gassing it up, cleaning it up for people. It's just, like I said, it's an
neighbor
epic.
Neighbor helping neighbor.
We're pulling through it. It's just, we're going to get to the point of the realization from a financial perspective of how are we going to pay for the rest of this entire mess? Because right now it's just manpower and we're all doing it for free.
Is power restored to all the parts of the county?
I'm not sure about all county. I know for the village of Catskill, we've got about 95%. There's still some areas where we purposely took out the power,
so you wouldn't electrocute.
So we turned it on because there's some oil in the basements and things like that. Yeah. But those are the houses that we're focusing on right now. You know, it's pretty much, we're working from topography. We're going to lowest houses first, working our way up, and then some of the businesses will hit next, but it's getting these families to a safe place.
How are you communicating with the populace here? You're using the radio station and getting the word
radio
out?
Radio station, we're doing radio interviews. The newspaper's been good, but it's door to door. You know, we've got a bunch of people that are just a great word of mouth, and, you know, cell phone coverage has been horrendous. You know, it's hit and miss. Phones are still down, but now we're starting to get the word out. But it's really just people coming up, flagging each other down. You know, Alfie's with the town, communicating, stopping each other on the street.
Asking
and it's like a 30-second information-packed conversation. It's no meeting across the table, blah, 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 as the kid's doing. Rock and roll. What do we need to do? What piece of equipment do you have that we need?
You know,
we're just going from there.
You're doing fantastic. My experience is, you know, you got to track this. Situational awareness is key. Then prioritization, and then communicate. Communicate to hire so they can get you push you assets, and also communicate to the populace too, so you can keep them situational.
Get in and do the work. The people want a goal. You know, you walk into their house, they don't want to hear we're going to do this next week. The goal for today, we're going to clean your refrigerator out. They get that psychologically. You give them a bag, they fill their thing up, you bring it outside.
And they can get through the day.
That's perfect. And you move on to the next step. We're going to clean your living room out. We're going to get your...
Can you help folks really document their damage? Because one of the key things, if we're going to get the money we need for these businesses to rebuild and these families to rebuild their homes, make sure they document everything and start submitting their claims. And both Chris and I are going to work very hard to make sure these claim forms get to Washington, get to FEMA. So we can make sure these businesses are up and running as soon as possible.
I mean, we're fortunate to have social media as we do today. I mean, Facebook, YouTube is just, my wife was going, we were going through at 11 o'clock last night. Look at so-and-so's house, look at the Chisholm.
Well, it helps, to be honest.
You see the story on that.
A number of the counties were left out in the first disaster declaration, but, you know, Senator Schumer and I and the congressmen were able to really push to say, listen, these counties have to be covered because we could document it. We could show the flooding. We could show the surges. We could show the homes and businesses underwater. And so we were really able to get the eligibility just to get the money that we're going to need.
We will document. I heard a couple of people say to me, well, you know, don't clean up yet. Wait for
just take a picture and start cleaning up.
Take
the picture and start going.
We'll figure it out later. We appreciate you guys coming down.
Well, thank you for really your service, and thank you for being such a hero in these very tough times.
Yeah.
It really makes
up
a difference, and I can tell you, for the homebound seniors and the families and these businesses, to have that helping hand right now is the most wonderful blessing they could ask for. So thank you for everything.
You know, and the sense of teamwork has truly been extraordinary and remarkable.
Yep.
You know, working all the way across, and then help from Columbia County as well. We'll keep it up, and we'll keep
thank
going
you
forward.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.